Yassine once said, "The West demands from us that we stop the resistance. Instead of asking the occupiers to leave our land, they ask us to surrender to the occupier. The peace that reinforces occupation, settlements, and the exiling of the Palestinian people is not really peace." Our next speaker, who is here on behalf of the International Solidarity Movement, is Greta Berlin.
I have 3 minutes to tell you what I need to tell you very quickly. I was in the West Bank last summer. I was shot in the leg by an Israeli soldier. My colleague Mary, who is also here, was beaten up by settlers. 14 of us last summer, 14 of us who were at the International Solidarity Movement, were shot with rubber bullets. We were shot in the legs. We were lucky. Because they kill the Palestinians and they use real bullets to do it. What was our crime? We were bearing witness to the ongoing genocide of the Palestinians. The wall, they call it a security fence. It's a goddamn wall, all of you. It's as tall as this wall behind me. It is 27 feet tall. It encloses Qalqilya. It encloses Abu Dis. It encloses Tukaram. It encloses the Palestinians. It divides them from their farmlands. It divides them from their medical facilities. It separates Palestinians from Palestinians. It does not separate Palestinians from Israelis, or else they build it on the Green Line. They are taking water. They are taking resources. They are pulling down olive trees. And oh yes, by the way, they are wounding and killing those of us who go to bear witness. You think Rachel Corrie, Tom Herndl, Brian Avery, the 14 of us who were wounded last summer, Mary, who was beaten up because she was trying to help the Palestinians with their olive groves. I wear this shirt because there are two reasons. Never forget, those of you who are Palestinians, don't ever forget that there are many, many Americans who are on your side. There is no peace in Iraq unless there is peace in Palestine. There is no stopping of occupation in Iraq unless we get the pit bull that we call Israel out of the occupation of the Palestinians. They are committing genocide, and make no mistake about it, only they're doing it slowly, insidiously. The children that I saw last summer who were wounded, the children who I saw who had no arms, the little four-year-old boy whose head was blown off because the Israeli soldier had nothing better to do that afternoon than to kill a little four-year-old boy. Don't ever, ever, ever forget that the Palestinians are the unsung hero. They stay, they persist, and we are all Palestinians until they have Palestine.
Takbir!